Adults are always debating about when to send their child to a private school, whether it is the foundational skills or whether it's more important when they get to high school. Hear from Megha Thomas, a lifer at Cedar Hill Prep School. She attended CHP from when she was 3 and graduated from grade 8 and subsequently attended Princeton Day School for her high school. She just graduated this year and will be attending University of Pennsylvania for her undergraduate degree. Now let's hear a student's perspective, Megha Thomas's perspective of how her education groomed her.
One of the most important things I learned in middle school was time management and how to use an agenda book. From elementary through middle school, CHP encouraged us all to use an agenda book to write all our assignments and assessments for the week. I carried this into high school and it was a complete lifesaver. I would be lost without my agenda book, for it helps me stay organized even with many assignments and see what tasks are complete or pending. Another important skill I learned in middle school was how to write essays. It was nice to come into high school and already know how to structure my essays. CHP also always stressed grammar as very important, and it was a great skill to have in freshman year. We had a grammar unit in my freshman English class, which was made much easier for me because I had studied the same things in middle school. Finally, I was able to gain a lot of public speaking experience from my middle school. With my involvement on the debate team, I gained experience in making speeches and gained confidence in my public speaking. I was also able to explore key issues in the U.S. each month and do research on them. CHP also helped me learn more about researching, how to do effective research, and cite my sources, which is always important to know for any project you will encounter in high school and college. Middle school was an important time for me to explore and find what some of my passions were. I was also able to grow as a leader and see how I could improve for high school. I believe that a lot of the skills that I picked up in middle school translated into my high school experience and helped me to better prepare me to take advantage of the opportunities there.
Teachers have such a unique role in not only shaping our education, but our outlook on the world and our actions towards and for others. I think one of the greatest advantages of having teachers as mentor figures is the diversity of thought they introduce in the classrooms. Having multiple teachers for each subject area has increased my scope of thought and introduced me to a variety of perspectives, teaching styles, and amazing people who have helped me shape my own perspectives on topics and issues of importance in the world today. My teachers have taught me so many important lessons as well that I wouldn't have picked up otherwise. I have always been a perfectionist and was super hard on myself when I would make mistakes. However, my biology teacher taught me through labs that these small failures were completely normal, and she helped me to laugh at them and learn from them. My teachers have also provided so many opportunities for me to deepen my understanding of a subject, whether it be internships or programs to apply for. I have learned so much more about the opportunities available to me with the help of my teachers. One of my favorite things from high school is that all of my teachers were so accessible. I was able to form connections with many of my teachers who taught me, and even some who I have never been in the classroom with. They have also been an amazing source of support and advice. I have made memorable connections with many of my teachers, and I believe that they have influenced me to be a better person overall and to work for the betterment of my peers and society. So I think that teachers are extremely important for any educational environment.
Now let's hear from Shreya Krishnan, graduating from Pennington School, and she'll be going to Purdue University to do biomedical engineering. A girl who was fiercely independent from as young as when she was 5 years old. And she talks about her journey and how reflective she has been on her learning.
A major skill I learned in middle school was definitely how to learn. I feel like I coasted for most of my elementary life, never really struggling too much with any subject. But when middle school hit, I had to accept the fact that I had a decent brain, but a short attention span. And I had to learn how to focus and study, especially with things that I didn't have much interest in. That ended up becoming a foundation for my high school education, where I then learned how to take these things that didn't pique my interests and turn them into my strengths and drivers for success. Being someone who's pretty independent, I never really relied too much on all of my teachers, especially during high school. But I did make certain strong connections with a handful of them, which helped me beyond words during my high school experience. These people stepped beyond the role of a teacher and became mentors and adults who I could trust and talk to outside of my household. With them, I was able to talk about my concerns, deal with my downfalls, and celebrate my successes, both inside and outside the classroom. They played a role that my peers and parents could never really fill.
Stay tuned to hear from children, parents, and teachers about education, anxiety, the future, and decoding education.